Oh no.
Oh, what's good? It's DJ Funky Fresh, one third of the 2 cents and some change podcast. Oh, my voice broke there. don't judge me. Yeah, aka Mr. Clean, aka Mr. Smooth. I send you over to Catlink.
You are not either of those things.
Nah, that's the end of it. There's no more AKA.
Mr. Tight Butt.
Nah. There ain't nothing. So anyway.
It's also AKA Puberty Voice.
Puberty Voice. No.
Mr. Tight Butt.
Let's not throw that out there. Why you keep talking about my ass cat? People are going to start wondering.
They're just going to wonder if it's a tight button. Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, they're not. They're going to wonder about you.
Why are they wondering about me? We got eyes,
y'all never seen it. Y'all never will. Just saying.
Oh, I never will see it? Oh, that's crazy.
Never will.
Keith, you trying to take this trip to Indiana, my boy? Look at these.
Y'all access is denied from jump.
Yeah, okay.
Me and GP.
Me and Keith are coming to look at your tight butt,
off
sir.
Good principles on GP.
Nope, we're getting in the car and in Indiana. Yeah. We're going to look at your tight butt. Yep. We're going to take pictures of it.
Yep. Leave my booty alone. And this is not what the listeners want to hear about. You know, they do not enjoy listening. You know, they don't fantasize about me like that.
Fuck your feelings. We talk about what we want to.
Facts.
It's all about Hersh's. Dingling. Let's talk about that. Come on.
You're sober now.
So we can get more information. You can't say it was the alcohol.
Yeah, I was drunk as fuck. Listen, all you need to know about my dick is that, you know what, I like it, and it gets out though.
Sounds like an excuse just to talk about it, Hersh. I'm just saying. It's like, I'm going to talk about my dingling anytime I get drunk.
I need an adult.
That was the one time thing. You know how many times I've been drunk on this podcast?
No, but we've never brought up your Peter. I mean, but now we can next time you get drunk and just might slide it in there one day and you might just start talking again.
Nah,
give the ladies what they want.
Just don't slide in. It's a little bit of a battle.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Talking about the fact that McDonald's lost their way ever since they took a high C off the drink menu.
R-P. Well, yeah, but. You know, it's all about the Coke for me. I stopped drinking high C once I was like, I don't know, 18 or something.
Oh, so you just thought you was too fucking good for high C?
A bit.
He did.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. Wow. Yeah, I did. Yeah, a little bit. I was like, you know, that's not like you kids. Sorry. I'm not trying to offend you. Not at all.
So you gotta be a kid to enjoy some good juice? You gotta be a kid to enjoy some good juice?
Got tired of orange.
Can never get tired of the color orange.
Flavor, artificially flavored, yeah. You drink too much of it after a while, you know. It loses its luster.
Fucking quitter.
And, you know, I went to Coke to cleanse my palate. And then, like, you know, it just did it.
I just saw you.
Me?
Yeah.
For high C? High C?
No, wow. Not just high C. That comment that you just made, that you got tired of orange, that shit got played out. That's a fucking travesty, bro.
The flavor, yeah. I had it with every meal, every time I went with McDonald's. I wanted something different. I'm glad I did.
That's why you don't get it every time, silly. You get it, like, more often than not.
Who indulges myself when I go to treat myself for food. So I'm like, yo.
Yo, listen.
Give me what I want.
You want the truth, the proof, the difference in the booth?
Huh?
Which you need to get. There's a motherfucking quarter pounder and a fry with a motherfucking root beer, son.
A fuck quarter pounder. Give me the double.
That sounds good as fuck.
Pounders,
yo,
know.
it's the perfect lineup, bro. You can't go wrong. If you get anything different with that lineup and not going, it's just not gonna hit the same.
No, double quarter pounders give me good poops. Just throwing that out there. Good poops.
That was an overshare. I didn't.
Yeah,
that.
we don't need to be talking
too much
about
too soon. Yeah, okay, yeah. My bad. Yo, we're talking about booty holes, but pooping—that's the line.
Who said anything about a booty hole?
Tight butts. Butts.
No,
booty holes are
butts are different from nah. Booty hole is a whole special.
Yeah, we ain't finna let you just get that off.
Oh, a hole. Okay, fine. My bad. You're talking about my butt. Butts and shit are connected.
Well, it's like if you tell a girl her pussy stank, you're not saying that her clit stinks too. Like her clit is a separate.
Clit is part of her clit vagina.
Stinks. Maybe her clit stinks too. Maybe it's a separate entity.
I don't see how it wouldn't stink. They're connected.
Different. You never know.
It's the whole area.
No, the pussy stink. The clit might be fucking shriveled and beat clean? Up or something like that.
What? Like what? She just going clean?
Nah, I didn't say clean. I didn't say clean. No, I didn't say clean. I'm just saying.
Funk sticks to everything around that area.
No, just hear me out, bro. The pussy stink, but the clit, like, it's its own entity. So it doesn't, like, yeah, it might stink. No, but I'm saying it might stink, but it's its own entity. So, like, yeah, it stinks too. But, like, when you describe a pussy, you say stinks. You describe a clit, it's like, yo, big, small, fucking shriveled up. And
I mean, yeah, but it's in the vicinity of the vagina.
You just ain't hear me. You just ain't hearing me right, bro.
I know, but I'm just saying, for me, if you're saying her pussy stink, I'm automatically assuming her clit stink, too.
I need an adult.
You know, that's neither here nor there. Why are we talking about this so early? This is late podcast shit, not early podcast shit.
Nah, we bring the rawness up.
And did we even introduce you? There. Did you get introduced yet?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't remember any of Cadlink's AKAs or anything like that.
Yeah,
I was paying attention. Probably.
Really?
Who knows?
I don't think.
Motherfuckers know who I am. Yeah, it's Cadlink, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to give you guys your shine, you know, so people can, you know, identify your voices, see who's who, you know, whatever.
You know, identification, nigga. I am the head honcho. I am the H and I C.
Since when?
Since always. What do you mean? Ooh. Me.
Who agreed to this? Is this one of those self-proclaimed things again?
The C in H and I C stands for Cadlink. Fuck you talking about?
In a different order, so it makes a different word.
Oh my god.
It's how words work. You know, they taught us that in like grade school.
Keith, is this your friend? You know this guy?
I'm your friend. I'm trying to teach you that, you know, there's a flaw in your thinking. But, you know, whatever.
Why are you trying to expose people's flaws, bro? That's so low.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not exposing. I'm trying to help a friend. I'm
trying to love DJ.
He's in his safe. This is the safe house. You know?
Here I am trying to love DJ.
He can express himself.
Here I am trying to cherish DJ. Here I am trying to not take
DJ. He never cherished DJ. Whatever. There's going to be at least four times in this podcast he's going to be like, Keith, we need to go to Indiana and jump DJ. Pretty sure it's going to be four times, at least.
Cat would never say that.
I would never. I would never.
He said it at least three times last podcast.
I would never.
Pull the tapes.
Keith, thank you for backing up my character. You
got receipts.
You know, you're the only friend I can count on in this podcast.
Why? Because I got receipts on everything I say? I'm sorry.
Yeah. DJ just likes to throw accusations against my character.
Mediocre at best, but you know.
Wow.
If here people want to up status to good.
Here I am over here, you know, believing in DJ.
It'd be against my best interest, you know, because I want the best for you, Cat. So if you want to believe you're a good noodle, go ahead and believe you're a good noodle.
Not only am I a good noodle, I've evolved into good a great noodle.
See, he even accepted the good noodle part.
See,
so yeah,
you can only become a great noodle by getting traded and holding an item at the same time.
Oh no, man! You could pull like a Super Saiyan move and skip some levels. Why would you want to be Kakarot? You could be Vegeta.
A great noodle. First of all,
Vegeta.
Vegeta was way better than Goku. Vegeta had
exactly. I said, why would you want to be Kakarot when you can be Vegeta?
You said that shit.
He
like
skipped shit. He skipped Super Saiyan 3. He said, fuck that shit.
You said that like Vegeta was lesser. I didn't like that.
That as he was greater than. He still is.
Vegeta had more character development than Goku, by far.
Oh. I'm here for the short guys with the big foreheads and whatever. You know, hey, I feel for them.
He did have a
was short, though. He was like man. Four or something.
Yeah, Vegeta was.
No, he was. He wasn't four or something.
Vegeta looked Krillin. Like the little 5 foot like five dude something. That's at the gym desk.
Yeah. He's like 5'1" to 2" maybe. He's a little short guy. Hell, but he pulled Bulma though. Yeah, he can fight, so
I don't know.
What you really gonna do about it?
Pulling Bulma though. Bulma was pull always Bulma. Bae. Bulma was always
Yeah, but Bulma tried to give it to Goku at first, you know, and she showed him that kitty cat for the first time. She's like, see, I'm a girl, pat, pat. No, I'm just like, nah, he looked up her skirt. Yeah. But still.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a kid. It doesn't count.
I know. I know. But yeah, I wonder if Bulma still would have picked Vegeta, knowing what she knows now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because she feels bad for Chi-Chi. She's got to. Goku's an idiot. Smart as hell with martial arts. Common sense, not so much.
Boy, dumb.
When it comes to relationships. I don't know how she keep getting pregnant.
Oh, you know how.
Main character dick.
Last time he acted like he don't know what sex is.
Main character dick.
I don't know. What if Goku got like a brother? He do. He do got a brother who look just like him.
Who?
Goku.
So what brother is this?
It was in Xenoverse. But he's canon. Oh, what's his name? Fuck it. Somebody will correct me later, but he is a thing. And he looks just like Goku. He just has a scar on the side of his face or something like that. But I think they killed him off.
I don't like it.
Sounds suspicious.
Goku got two brothers, you know, Raditz and then that other guy that looks just like him.
Yeah, I'm not a fan so far.
Yeah, I didn't know this. I thought you guys were fans of Dragon Ball. You guys didn't know these things?
Bro, I watched it like back in the day, but like I never got into it like that.
I didn't watch Super. I didn't watch
Boruto. I just liked animes, and since it was one of those animes that never ends, I was like, yeah, I might as well just keep up.
I like for shit to end. So, like, no, I didn't want to see any more extra Dragon Ball Z story. Like, let this shit die, please.
Honestly, I'm gonna put out a taboo thing. I like GT.
GT was like fire.
Super Saiyan 4. I know, like, I love that shit. But
I fuck with GT.
In the community, it's kind of like a, yeah. You know? There's some characters dope. They love from GT, but the series in whole, most people don't like.
GT was fucking fire. I fucked with GT.
I liked it.
Shit was great.
I mean, it did have some dead parts, but shit, normal Dragon Ball has some dead parts too, let's be real.
This shit was fucking fire.
I'll say it's anime, like, it's built off filler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate those. I love the ones that just... I don't give a fuck if it's only, like, you know, 24 episodes and that's the season or something like that. Or even, like, you know, 12 and that's the season. Long as it's just, like, give me what I need. Action, blood, violence, love, romance, all that shit. Whatever the fuck the story is. Just so give it to me. I need to be good.
You're a murderer.
I don't like the animes that don't show blood.
Bloodthirsty. Turn off for me.
I mean, any type of blood, monster blood, whatever. There gotta be something. Don't show me some rainbow shit or something like that.
No, uncouth. What a classless.
Okay, so I like love Bleach and all the other stuff. I like the shit that showed something.
I'm above such things. Just call me the peasant. Job is done, okay. Peasant.
Me? I'm a peasant because DJ. I just love the realism of it.
Warm blood.
Wow. I'm not saying that all of them are like realistic. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're going to cut a motherfucker, show some blood. Don't just cut them and like nothing come out. Like, what type of universe is this? They don't bleed. Must be pretty nice.
Is it?
It's just my thought. I mean, my fiance, she's into it too. We started watching animes together, really, when it came to, you know, as a couple thing, you know? She never watched animes before me, and I just, like, kind of was just like, it was like a side hobby, but it wasn't, like, nothing too big. I didn't watch nothing out of the norm. But once I start getting into it, you know, I start, you know. After I, you know, got a taste for it, I was just like, you know what? They gotta have some blood in it somewhere. Even Sword Art Online got some blood in it. Fuck it, yeah.
I just imagine DJ tasting imaginary blood. Like, yes, this will do.
Oh, weird ass boy.
What? How did did it go from DJ tasting blood to me just liking to see some type of blood in anime? I'm not saying it's got to be like, oh my god, Fountain of Blood or, you know, Raining Blood or something like that. I'm just saying, like, if there's a knife fight and you get cut, you should be leaking. That's it. I'm not saying, like, it's got to be, like, gory.
It depends on what kind of anime it is.
The ones that just be like, oh, he just got stabbed, but you can tell it. Yeah. I do like the ones that are like, you know, the superhero, like, is like freakishly strong and OP for no reason. I do like those too, you know, I have my things.
Tisk.
What are you watching now, Cad?
I'm watching anime.
I seen you on there the other day.
Yeah, I convinced my girlfriend to join the wild world of anime.
Oh yeah, you watching couples anime?
You mean couples anime? What the fuck is that?
Anime's for couples out there.
No, I was watching a show.
Oh, okay.
And we're watching it together.
You breaking her into?
It's called The Time I Got Reincarnated as Slime.
Yo, I love that one. Yeah, it's dope. Did you just get it? They have it in English too, but honestly, the Japanese version is better.
Yeah, no, I asked her, I was like, which one you want to watch, English or Japanese? And she was like, Japanese. And I was like, all
right. She said the right thing. Because I was about to say, you about to Joan on her if she said English.
That was a test. But she doesn't watch anime though, so I wouldn't have been like.
No, it's mad. Still. It's cat.
Wow, y'all are a bunch of fucking
weeb-ass
motherfuckers.
Dubs. I'm not a weeb. She calls me that shit all the time. I'm like, look, stop saying that.
It must be true, because she's starting to get to know you.
No, it's not true. And
I mean, is it a bad thing?
Yes. I'm not a weeb. I'm not one of them. Never
looked up the definition of a weeb.
I'm not one of them. I'm not one of those bad guys.
Bad guy thing?
I'm not one of those nerds. One of those lamos. I don't cosplay.
Cat just out here taking shots, bro.
Yeah. DJ is a nerd here. I'm just a great nerd.
Oh. And we're all fucking... Okay. It said weebs are described as a term for non-Japanese person who is obsessed with Japanese culture and they wish they were actually Japanese. I don't wish I was actually Japanese.
I don't think that definition's a good one.
Nope.
What do you guys call it?
You.
Facts.
Just the dictionary.com one.
Wow, this man's using Merriam-Webster.
Imagine. Just typed in weave definition. That was the first
one. Bro, you don't even understand the origins of Merriam-Webster, bro. Fuck that.
You don't even know.
Urban Dictionary, a lesser version of a weeaboo. They got many. Hold on, we was a person who's interested in anime, Japanese culture. There is an important difference between a weeb and a weeaboo. Okay, there we go. The latter, the person who has denounced their own culture, believed in their, they wanted to become Japanese, and they have the waifu or body pillow, some sort of hentai. Okay.
Well, Ken, did weebs you say a body pillow? So
really, he admitted that.
Yeah,
I still have a body pillow. It's
it's not looking good, fella. It's not looking good.
What are you trying to say?
All right, so weebs are normal people who like anime and may have some merch.
I don't have any anime merch.
That's the watered down version of it.
I have zero anime merch.
I mean, I got Pokemon shit. That's technically anime.
I don't even have that.
Nope. I mean, you're a quarter of a weeb then, Hirsch. You still got Pokemon cards, I'm saying.
Oh, hell yeah. You're a super weeb if you got Pokemon cards.
I don't have any of my Pokemon cards anymore.
So. And you used to. You used to weeb out. Yeah, you used to weeb out.
There wasn't one card you saved? Like, nah, fuck really this. Though?
You like Gundams and shit, though. I mean, you're just a different type of a weeb.
No, I can't even be a weeb because, like, I got Japanese blood in me. So.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you should join. All right. That's cheating. That's using natural advantages.
Guy that nobody heard about.
Yeah. You got natural advantage. That's fucking cheating.
Yeah, well, you know what? Pay the cost to be the boss. Let's go.
Yo, speaking of Japanese guy, I don't know if he's Japanese or not, I'm sorry. But the guy from Fast and the Furious, you know, the Asian guy that died, Han, whatever the hell his name was, whoever the fuck his name was, he's back in the new one.
Uh-oh.
And granted, I didn't want him to die anyway, the guy from Tokyo Drift, I didn't want him to die. I liked him.
Bro, did you really just bring up Fast and Furious with me?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Are they adding John Cena to this one?
I didn't mean to offend your beliefs, but it was a random thought. It came out.
Aren't they putting John Cena in this one?
I don't know. Maybe.
It doesn't get more American than this movie.
Basically.
Like, it's just cars and explosions. I know that's all it is. I didn't mean to offend
you with the Fast and the Furious, Hirsch. My bad.
Those even shouldn't be considered movies. They really fucking shouldn't.
They should be, look at how much money we spent on this explosion and this set piece.
No, you know what, yeah, like today's episode, today's episode's title, fucking films. Anybody who actually likes a Fast and Furious movie, you're a fucking idiot, and The early ones were good.
I'd say Tokyo Drift was the last one that was like really good. After that, they kind of fell off.
No.
Bow Wow, man. Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk car. Come on. When you first saw that, it was still ugly as shit. I was like, why the fuck does he have that? How did he get a nice car? It could have been green and purple, just not that. But, you know, whatever. It's on it. When I first saw the car, I was like, boo, the fuck? I even
when
liked
it. When I first saw Fast and Furious, I was like, boo.
I don't know, man. Vin Diesel, man, I like his movies. Don't judge me.
You gay as fuck.
Look, man.
I like his movies. I love Chronicles of Riddick. All of Riddick shit. That's how I became a fan.
Riddick shit is fire, though. That's fair.
Thank you. That's what I say. I was a fan of Riddick, and then I just transferred over.
That's how it happened to me. I was like, bro, what is this fire-ass movie?
I kind of watched, like, The Pacifier or something like that. I don't like those type of movies.
Hey, don't sleep on The Pacifier. The Pacifier was flames.
Fuck The Pacifier.
Wow.
Now, how the fuck did you see that? You don't even watch movies, but you watch The Pacifier? Yeah. I see you don't watch good movies because you're watching shit like The Pacifier.
Wow. I saw The Pacifier in theaters, I think.
You watched it and you just paid money.
No. I didn't pay anybody.
Somebody paid for that shit?
Somebody paid any money, wow. But it wasn't me. Only I paid it.
I mean
it was cool.
You can watch it now and it's free.
I liked it. It was cool.
You did, looking at
a little coming of age rom com.
What's wrong, Hirsch?
Fucking Vin Diesel, bro. Like, first of all, yeah, fuck your feelings, bro. Fast and Furious, garbage. Vin Diesel, garbage. Anybody who supports Vin Diesel in the Fast and Furious movies, garbage.
I'm okay with that. I'll be garbage. I still like Vin Diesel and Riddick and all the other shit. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm
fuck
never
your
listening
feelings
to,
about
I'm never listening to a fucking movie recommendation. Never listening to a movie recommendation from you ever again.
Like, you lost your privileges already.
Yes,
all privileges have been revoked. I used to actually like look up to you in a way and be like, "Yo, that's a cool ass motherfucker, bro." Like,
I would have told you not to do that.
Spirit. He hasn't lost his spirit after having a kid and being cuffed down. But nah,
spirit?
Fuck that.
What spirit? This is the remnants. I used to be way more wild.
Yeah. Well. I just miss the DJ that didn't like Vin Diesel movies and Fast and Furious.
I've always liked Vin Diesel movies way before I met you. These have always been factors.
I've known you my
even
whole life.
Even before I met Cad.
Talking about
came out the womb liking Vin Diesel movies. Sorry. Especially Riddick. It does something to me. I gravitate towards those type of movies. Chronicles of Riddick. Not Fast and Furious. Chronicles of Riddick. Just saying, like, I became a fan of his because of Chronicles of Riddick. And I just so happened to watch those movies. But it's not like I'm in the movie theaters watching Fast and Furious. No, I wait for that shit to come out on TV. I need to see it when it come out. Fuck that shit. There's such a quick turnaround anyway with movies. I gotta wait, what, 3 months? If that. For the next major holiday comes out and they gotta sell it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I got a filter. I have to tell you guys a joke. I'll type it in the group chat, but I can definitely not say it on the podcast. I can definitely not say it on the podcast. Like, even
that link will say it. And you don't care.
Yeah, just don't read that out loud. And yeah, so anyways, let's talk about something good.
Oh, wow. Cat will say it. Say it, Cat.
Say what?
What he put in the chat.
No, I'm not even going to look. I'm not even going to waste it. Nope.
See,
I appreciate you, Cat. I appreciate you.
I'm not going to roll on my homies.
It's not rolling. It came from your mouth, not his.
Wow.
Wow, DJ, you're trying to set me up. That's cold-blooded.
Oh, I'm setting Cat up. There's a difference.
Why would you want to set me up? I didn't even...
You were silly enough to say it. I just wanted to see where you were at.
Wow.
Wow. Obviously, you're not there yet.
Wow.
We'll get you there. We'll warm you up.
And this is the guy who's supposed to be my friend. Wow.
And your friend. It's good content, Cat.
It'd be your own niggas.
Yeah. That's why there's that saying. Your own niggas.
I can't believe we talked about fucking Fast and Furious and Vin Diesel in my presence.
Well, we did. Now, I didn't know you hated it. I never knew that fact about you.
So you ain't like Riddick and Pitch Black and none of that?
Shit was so good. What about Vin Diesel? Let's dig deeper into this.
I'd rather watch Pitch Black in the Pitch Black and have a blindfold on.
Wow.
I mean, it'd still be a good movie. Earplugs. You got good sound effects and everything. You can probably tell what's going on.
I'd have earplugs.
Bro, it's got Keith David in it. Keith David is the GOAT.
It was a good movie. Yeah, well, I wasted that thing. Yeah. But yeah, okay.
I want another one. Man. I need to make another one.
Oh, there is another Riddick coming out.
Good.
I know, right?
Good. 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 I hope that shit flops.
I even like the Witch Hunter, that one that he was
in. Why would you want for that to flop?
It's a good story. Even a good comic. Graphic novel.
I can't believe.
Watch all forms of Riddick.
This must have been what Julius Caesar felt like towards the end, bro.
Wow. Like, I'm just trying to dig deeper.
I'm not a super Vin Diesel fan either.
You don't like. But tell us that much, at least. What just don't you like about him?
Everything.
His name?
That's fake as fuck. All right, a little more detail.
Bro, how you dissing group? How you dissing group?
He's a shit actor, bro. I'm sorry. Vin Diesel's not a good actor. He's just not.
What form? Like how? What about his acting you don't like?
He's basically like Vince Vaughn and Nicolas Cage if they had a baby that got dropped on its face like 20 times after it was like actually.
You're saying they both had their runs.
Jesus, people you wrote somebody's son like that? God. Damn.
No, what I'm saying is they both had their runs, but they fucking stuck too. Like, dude, their fucking acting was terrible. Like, Vince Vaughn and Nick Cage and then fucking Vin Diesel, they play the same person in every goddamn fucking movie. They have no emotion. To the actors,
like whatsoever. That too. Okay, you ain't gotta worry about them overacting. Like my the shit simple sometimes.
The fuck
sometimes is simple is good. Am I right, Cat? Simple is good sometimes. You can just have a bowl of cereal and be satisfied. You ain't gotta go out and have a whole.
Okay, that's nice. He got me there, especially because I did have a bowl of cereal and I was satisfied.
Yeah, but if you need protein, bro, which you do,
true.
Bro, cereal ain't finna do shit.
True.
Well, true, but I'm just saying, cereal will tell you.
If I'm gonna waste, listen, if I'm gonna waste 2 hours of my time, it better be fucking worth it.
Saying all of Riddick has been worth it for me.
Bro, throw me in Chronicles of Riddick and I would have made that shit badass.
Oh no, man, you ain't got his muscle tone and bone structure on this one.
Motherfucker, give me a personal trainer like these guys and I'll have that shit. Motherfucker, shit. Give me that.
The ladies like what he looks like in a white t-shirt, because that's his thing.
Don't nobody need to look like Vin Diesel. The motherfucker looks like a thumb with some arms slapped on the side. Like, what the fuck are we really saying?
Bro.
I hope
Vin Diesel catch you talking shit and beat your ass.
Bro, Vin Diesel looked like one of them dudes. He's literally 2 protein shakes away from not being able to wipe his own ass. That's all I'm saying.
And you could probably pay somebody to do that.
I hope he hear you talking this shit and come beat your ass in your sleep.
All right, good. I'm going to beat his ass. The next
Chronicles of Riddick movie, because that would be even better. That'll be
this is what I'm going to do.
And a good thing for us. So, yeah, if you want to do
that. I'm going to beat his ass. I'm going to take his fucking agent's card from his wallet. And then I'm going to become Vin Diesel.
Hurst Diesel. That was you. Diesel, Diesel. God.
And then I'm
gonna push. You're gonna have to go hit the gym in order to take him out. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna pull up on DJ. I'm gonna have a shit ton of weed, a whole bunch of drinks.
I can flex you.
Some bitches.
I can flex you now.
Yo, DJ, get in the car. And as soon as you get up to the door, we just skirt off on your ass and we laugh while we drive away.
That's what I'm gonna do. Sorry. I'll write down your license plate and tell the cops you got weed and alcohol.
Wow. Oh, that's doing the most.
That guy.
That's doing Cat the Link. Most. Oh, what?
They coming for your ass in Indiana.
That's right. I'll just tell them that you're a black dude that talks about liking blood and shit. So,
what the fuck? I'll be anonymous anyway. So, it's not like they going to know it's me.
I'm going to know this mic. I'm going to know exactly. Nope, that's DJ's mic. Nope, that's DJ's mic, bitch. I can't allow this to happen. You got to die. Sorry.
What happened? What, my mic? What's wrong with my mic?
No, never mind. You're an idiot.
Yeah, you completely missed that, and I'm kind of disappointed.
Yep.
Sorry. I wasn't listening, honestly. I had to train to hear what he said.
You wasn't listening.
Wow.
All right, guys. Podcast over. I'm going to bed.
Wow. Really? That's all it takes? You guys don't listen to me all the time.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Let's not do this now.
It be your own niggas.
I swear, bro. I swear.
Should be the title. It be your own.
No, but you know what? Hey. On some real shit that's on the subject for a minute, it really do be your own people who be letting you down, man. And, like, people need to understand that shit. Like, at the end of the day, people who don't fuck with you 80% of the time are looking out for you more than the people that you actually fuck with.
I think my circles are so small. I hate being disappointed.
Mm-hmm. I do it to myself enough.
Exactly. I beat myself up, you know, so I don't need the added shit of extra stuff that comes with the friendships and the negativity and, you know. I like it where I'm at right now, basically. You guys are great for me. You're my guy time.
DJ was vicariously through us.
A little bit. You know, I can imagine I'm Cad one day and go say fuck the world and love the color black excessively. And, you know, I can imagine I have tats.
Is that what you think I do?
I don't know.
Is that what
you think? I mean, you might do some looking.
Did you hear what he described being me as? Saying fuck the world and hating my life and the color black. What the fuck is. I'm not emo. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh no, you give off emo.
No, I don't. What the?
It's like a musk of you, your aura, and not musk as in bad. You know, like guy musk, whatever. I'm just saying, like, no, it's just
you're wrong. Is what I'm saying.
Something that oozes from you. You give off those vibes. You always have.
Like, well, you want me to look into the wind while the wind blows my hair and I look cool in the wind and shit?
Like your soul.
My favorite color
and
I'll never forget. Orange. I don't understand why I have to tell you some shit. It's irrelevant time.
When we first met, you were like, my favorite color is black. I remember. I was there. It's okay that it happened. You don't have to deny it.
Keith, get your shoes on, bro. Just get them off and be ready.
Ready?
Be ready. Getting on my schedule, fam. Hold on.
Why do you guys want to fight me? I thought I was like the good guy of the group.
No.
What am I then? Like,
good guy of the group.
Pretty good.
If anything, that's me.
Instigator.
Oh, instigator? God. How do I instigate?
If anything, I'm the good guy of the group. My God.
Okay, that's a big lie.
What? Hello?
I heard talking about dick type and the good guy. No, you got to share, motherfucker.
Nope.
You over here just trying to take it all, greedy ass.
Yeah, you're right. But I got people to vouch for me, though. Let's go. I got people out here. Trap High Gang represent. Okay, first of all, I just want to do a quick shout-out. Shout-out to Trap High Gang. You already know who you are. What's up, gang shit? Gang gang. Continue.
Who are they?
Yeah, we got a Trap High Gang going. It's a, you know, it's the three of us. Yeah, Trap High.
You talking about us right here? Us three? Are we the Trap High Gang?
The tripod game?
Something different.
Sharing your time with somebody else too, so we're not exclusive. Okay, bet.
Hey, man.
Listen. We're here just making games and shit. Okay, without us, without including us, you know, just fuck DJ.
Yo, tripod gang's like a subsection of the Stang gang, bro. It's all good. We all want family.
You can't trick me with your slick talk. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Okay, then.
Slick talker.
All right, then, like I said, man, it'd be 80% of your own people who don't even be rooting for you. Point in case right now. 80%. DJ's one of them.
I'm trying to be part of the gang, and he's trying to flip it on me like I'm a bad guy. Like, oh, no, I don't. Gang, it is your fault. Fucking blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
yo,
what the
imagine.
Fuck did I do?
Imagine trying to build an empire and your boy.
And you got one of the DJs in your ranks. Like, you're not going
to
make
I'm the guy that's trying to get in to be, yo, I've been here since jump, y'all. Just let me in.
I got a new nickname for you. I got a new nickname for you, DJ.
No.
Yo, young Brutus looking ass.
Terrible. No. Brutus looking ass?
Brutus. Brutus, the dude who's like Julius Caesar's best friend, and he assassinated
him. You got a thing, Julius Caesar? You been watching some documentaries or something?
No, bro, I've just always been infatuated with like Rome and the Roman Empire, and he was just like obviously the very focal point of the entire empire. Like he was a great representation of it. So, plus I was really into Shakespeare when I was younger, so like the whole Julius Caesar play. Fucking, you know, we wear the Ides of March shit. Like,
you ever get in the theater?
Yeah, shout out to my literature people. I used to work in theater. Like, I never did acting or nothing, but I used to do, I started off as like construction, they called it crew. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to lights and sound production.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, we learned something.
Yeah. It was cool too because, like, when I did it, I had to conquer my heights, like, my fear of heights, because I don't really like heights at all. And it was like my first night working on light crew. I had to go up into the catwalks and install some lights, and I had to put some gel filters on it. And basically, like, you have, I think it was just like at the time we only had like three or four different types of gel filters, red, blue, and then there was a white one to cast more light and to bring more like warmth to it, and then there was one that was like a little shade darker, like an amber almost, to where it was like orangish. And we were up there, and it was a lot of fun. Like, honestly, I kind of missed doing that. That was actually a fun point in my life.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. Y'all ever get into that shit, or, like,
Into what?
Like, any sort of, like, work with production, or...
I was actually in a Broadway play once. It's called The Trio of Minuet. Don't judge me. There's pictures online.
Yo, I'm going to be looking that shit up. No. The Trio of Minuet. Let's go.
I'm about to delete that from my Facebook. Nobody needs to see that.
Nah, I mean, I'm going back through.
But yeah, they had me in white powder. I don't know. They didn't know how to... The makeup people didn't know how to do... people with melanin in their skin. So, like, they used the wrong powders, and we were all super white looking. I looked like a fucking ghost.
Doing white face and shit?
Basically. And, you know, they have to outline, like, your lips and your eyes and shit like that, so, you know, it pops more from the stands and shit like that. Is this nigga asleep?
I think so.
Fuck Nugget. We got another one, people. We got another one. We about to roll. ass moment.
Oh, shit.
Sleepyhead looking ass, nigga. Mister, I don't get no sleep looking ass. My God. Mister, didn't he just say, like, you know, he took a 10-minute nap before we started streaming anyway.
Yeah.
While we were in chat, and he tried to lie talking about he was in the bathroom, but we heard him.
Yeah, we heard him sleeping. Then we heard his alarm go off.
Yeah, talking about, oh, I wasn't asleep. We're going to put his ass on blast right now.
Yeah.
We're going to put his ass on straight blast. And I swear to God, that shit was hilarious. This is what he sounded like. This is all cash.
That sound is hilarious.
Exactly, that woke his ass up.
Oh, wasn't fucking sleeping. Oh my God. Warren,
we heard
Cass under that. Cass under that cover. He said, "I'm toast."
I'm actually not. My nipples is hard as rocks right now because I got the ceiling fan on.
That's TMI, but great, man.
Oh wow. Oh. Ooh. This TMI?
Nobody want to know about your sharp nipples.
That's crazy. I try to
like
real nip looking at.
Be open with the podcast. And that's crazy. Maybe I should.
I'm just saying. You know, we caught you sleep twice now. You know, okay. We're just giving the letting the audience know what it sound like when
there
we were off.
No, caught me sleep twice now. What are you talking about? I wasn't sleep the first time, and I definitely wasn't sleep that time. As I was just talking to you.
No, the evidence is different. Because we listened for a good 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and it was just one. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I don't sound like that when I snore, as a matter of fact. Yeah, 100%.
You did then.
100%. Like,
I don't know how you were sleeping, if you were laying on your back or what, man. That noise came out of you.
I don't know if you got a piece of cellophane hanging off your nose, boy, but
it's not what I sound like when I sleep, so no.
So it did happen.
Hmm?
Huh?
What happened? What did you say?
It did happen.
What?
You said it was a good ass sleep.
I said no. I said that's not what I sound like when I sleep.
I heard good ass sleep, but okay.
No. That's not what I said. Fuck face.
But yeah, I know. We're just letting everybody know, you know, that you sound like a turtle nutting when you sleep.
Okay. So this is what we. So Mr. Tight Butt is watching me sleep now. This is what it's come to. Mr. Tight Butt is watching me sleep.
I mean, I'm not. How can I watch you? I'm listening. I'm listening to you sleep. Not by choice. You're forcing this upon me.
What upon you? I've not been to sleep. Yes. I'm waiting until this podcast is over so I can go to sleep.
You're basically ear raping me with your snoring. and I do not appreciate it.
I'm not Why am I defending not sleeping to you people? I don't understand.
We heard you. There's evidence, and the audience will hear it because it was on your side. You're not an editor, so you're not going to edit that shit out.
I don't know how to, like, I've never had to fight somebody to prove to them that I wasn't fucking sleeping.
You got to. We got receipts.
You ain't got to fight, bro. Yeah.
What receipt? You've been here the whole fucking time.
Yeah, you can be here the whole fucking time sleep.
Oh my God. Yep. All right, where's my phone?
You was sleeping.
Where's my phone? I'm going to play phone games now. No, I'm going to. My portion of the podcast is over. You guys let me know.
Oh, wow. Cat is sensitive sometimes. I mean,
sensitive.
When you tell him about himself, he gets a little
sensitive.
A little spicy.
Mr. Tightbutt is calling me sensitive.
He's got to resort to name calling. I never once called him a name.
Does DJ not resort to name calling all the fucking time? Am I?
It's not right now. No.
Is this a new DJ here? I'm so confused.
You started the name calling, sir.
When did we get this new DJ? Who?
New reformed DJ? I don't know. I mean, Hurst said he didn't like the old me, so I'm trying to be reformed, so he'll like me.
No, I said I like the old you, not the new one.
Yeah, this new DJ.
I've always liked Riddick.
This new DJ is wild. I don't really fuck with this new DJ. Yeah. This tight ass DJ. This tight butt DJ. I'm not a fan. What?
He's talked about my ass about 10 times already this episode alone.
Can we get back to loose butt DJ? Tight butt DJ for a while. Wow.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Anyway, so.
Can we make the title of this loose butt DJ?
Let's talk about that because people are going to be listening, you know. Coming off of the Super Bowl, because hopefully we get this uploaded tomorrow.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
I didn't watch it at all.
Nope.
But I heard all of the controversies that are happening already. Not even like, you know, a few hours from the Super Bowl, people are talking about who stood and who didn't for the anthem, and J Lo versus Shakira's ass.
I think I saw like
Shakira's thick as shit, and I'm glad she did what she did. That was the best halftime show ever.
Shakira's one of them girls who can always get pregnant at any time. There's whatever point
that's disrespectful.
I will get her pregnant at any point available. As soon as I am allowed. The what? I don't give shit. She's taking these kids. I'm not pulling out.
Wow, Cat.
She gonna get this nursery.
Can't say that in 2020, man.
Shit. Whoever fucking Shakira better not fuck up, because I'm finna slide in next.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. But you know, yeah, I'm all right.
That's all I'm saying. Keith, you mighty quiet. You over there? How did you feel? When you seen Shakira's cheeks?
Nah, I'm just thinking about Shakira's cheeks, bro, and how amazing it was.
It was pretty great. I saw a gift of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it tomorrow. When
and the greatest part, she did this thing where she like did this like thing, and like everyone's memeing the fuck out of it. And the best one I've seen so far is. When she asks you how you eat the pussy, and then they start doing it. It's the greatest. That's why I love the internet, bro. I really do.
The internet is undefeated.
Oh, man.
The internet is undefeated.
It really is.
It's never not undefeated.
But yeah, good halftime show. The Niners lost, so shout out to Deep and Hankin. Because I know that y'all hurting right now. Because y'all were talking a lot of shit.
My answer.
Hashtag Deep sucks. Hashtag 49ers suck. Hashtag Go Chiefs.
I didn't care about who won. I had to actually look up to see who was playing. I was like, oh, okay.
This is Chiefs and the Niners. That's okay, bitch. We'll be back there next year.
Maybe, maybe not.
New England till I die.
Yeah, you look like a New England ass name.
I always have been. The entirety of the time you've known me.
It goes with you.
What is it? What is that? It goes with me.
Nothing. Just an observation.
What are you trying to say with your observation, DJ? Let me know. Enlighten me.
I'm still observing. I'm just saying, if the puzzle pieces are starting to fit together.
Wow. I'm starting to feel slightly attacked.
Oh, no, I'm not attacking you.
Doesn't matter what you're doing, DJ. I am getting triggered.
Are you, like, 12?
Wow.
No, I'm just playing. I don't know.
Trigger.
It did make a song. You said you haven't listened to that Lil Wayne album, right? Alright, Kelly.
No.
Not yet. Probably won't.
Probably not.
I figured. You said you liked what, one song on it, Keith?
I mean, there's a couple songs on there that were decent, but I don't know. It was a Wayne album. Wasn't a Wayne mixtape, so I judged the two differently.
Mm-hmm.
Mixtape.
Like, I mean, it's just like, honestly, for me, people can say whatever they want to. The last great fucking Wayne album is Carter 2.
I did like Carter 2.
Carter 3 was great.
I did like
Carter 3 is pretty good, but I know Carter 2 just had more pull for me.
I forgot there was a Carter 4, wasn't it? Yeah.
Hey, Carter 4
was on
trash.
That? I gotta go back and listen to that. I don't remember. I don't know.
Carter 4 was a trash. I think Carter 5 was trash. I didn't listen to it either.
How you know it's trash?
Because Lil Wayne hasn't made good music in a very long time. At least in my opinion.
I'm just saying, man, if he had different production, like, from what I hear, he does everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, if he had another ear in there, somebody who, you know, bring back Manny Fresh or something, he could be popping again. I mean, because he's the father of all this shit that's popular now.
I'm just over Lil Wayne. Like, I just moved on. I, myself, am a different type of music listener than I was back when Lil Wayne was fire.
That's true. I evolved since then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Nigga do. I like that. Have you heard that new Janae Aiko song? Aiko song? Pussy something? Pussy Fairy.
No, no.
I love the name.
I've heard of
it. No, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
No, but Doja Cat, I mean.
Doja
Cat too, of course.
Oh, my God.
I still rock her CD. Her last one that came out. Her last
I album. Would get Doja Cat pregnant right away. There wouldn't even be no collab.
Pregnancy, because nobody asked. What? Nobody asked.
Because these are the girls I'm not pulling out for. I'm not pulling out for Shakira. I'm not pulling out for J-Lo. 1,000% not pulling out for Doja. Like, these are women.
No, shout out to the natural women. No plastics. Natural boobs. Natural ass.
There's very few and far. Well, we
gotta yeah. You know, I mean, you can wear your wigs every now and again, but don't just always wear wigs. Nobody know what the fuck your hair look like. But, you know, shout out to the natural women who are doing it on the day-to-day.
Who is that?
Respect to y'all. I mean, the more and more I'm watching, like, these TV shows, and there's just so much fakeness. Now, you know, just like how people used to assume, like, every other person with big boobs is fake. Now I'm like, majority of that fat ass is just fake. Unless, you know, they're natural, but most of the people in the spotlight, in the celebrity spotlight, if you go back and look at their older pictures and then look what they look like now, that ain't muscle. Muscle don't jiggle like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with fake asses.
I'm saying there is. I'm just saying, like, something real on you?
I mean, that's true.
The way if I see you got big boobs that look fake, And you got a fat ass. I'm assuming that's fake too by default.
I can only tell if it's fake when it's naked, so you know.
Send me photos by how thick your thighs are compared to your ass.
Well, yeah, no, I can tell all the actual shit. I just let it slide because, you know, I still put my face in it.
And there are the slim, thick ones, but they're booty jiggles.
I'll still put my face in it, so it doesn't matter to me. There's no end-all, be-all with me.
Know this, Cat. I'm just saying, like, I shout out to the natural woman who ain't gotta, be fake about it. We do appreciate real.
Wow. DJ is attacking a lot of people today.
I'm not attacking nothing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. Fuck your feelings, Cat.
Wow.
That's the title, remember?
Oh.
Anyway, all right, so me and my fiance were talking tonight, and we were watching X on the Beach. And basically, there was a guy on there who was a pretty boy, and he wore makeup a little bit on his face, but not like to where it's like a female makeup. It was just to cover up blemishes, whatever. But it wasn't like, I didn't see it as being gay or demasculizing him or anything like that. I just say like, because she said something like, he wears makeup. I'm like, so females wear makeup all the fucking time to cover up all their shit. When they take their makeup off, they look a completely different fucking person half the time.
Hell,
so a guy put a little makeup on, just a little bit, not saying that he's like,
eyebrows going, lipstick, all of that extra shit.
That no, he just put it over like his blemishes on his skin to make it look smoother.
I mean, not that's like still
like
little...
no lipstick and lip gloss and eyeliner or nothing like that.
Still a little gay, but I'll let it slide.
I'm just saying it was the bare minimum. But I'm like, how is that looked upon as bad? But females cake their shit on. Don't even look like the same fucking person by the end of the night when they wipe it off. And we're okay with that?
I mean...
I'm saying I got that problem because mom barely wears makeup.
I mean, but
like that.
We're just going to hit, so it's okay. Know? Like, we can ignore shit if the goal is in sight.
I'm just saying, guys, we just got to be ugly to be ugly, but the ugly females can wear makeup and look like a completely different person.
Are you image-shaming women?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. I'm just trying to say why would the guy be shunned for marrying the bare minimum of makeup? Like, the barest of minimum. Just, you know.
Because it's okay. We're men, DJ. We're supposed to accept being ugly, okay?
No. I don't agree with that. If they can do all this plastic surgery and all this other shit, we should at least be able to do something about our
images. Yo, it's too late. Beyonce already made a song, bro, called Girls Run the World, so... No, we can do.
And they've shown us the blueprints of how to do it and how not to do it, right?
So if you do them wear makeup, just know you're finna get gunned.
Well, yeah, you don't let nobody know, apparently. But still, I mean, it's still shunned upon, but I'm just saying, like, this is kind of funny. I'm not saying that, like, I'm for me wearing makeup or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, I just thought it was kind of funny.
No, come on out the closet, DJ. Makeup. Let us know how you really feel.
And now,
get your makeup really on.
I'm trying to change what I'm trying to say, Cat.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, put some makeup on the bald part of your head.
I mean, hey, if it'll even it out, whatever. But I sweat too much to keep makeup on, man. I sweat too much. It'll just run right off. They'd be like, yo, you got makeup on. Yeah, it'd be obvious as fuck. Mm-mm. I'm not going to wear makeup for you, even though you might like it.
Oh, sweaty boy ass.
Okay. Bald people sweat. You don't have hair to keep sweating. Okay, you act like you don't sweat, motherfucker.
Oh, I sweat like a motherfucker.
Hey, then, shut the fuck up. Act like you don't understand.
Well, I can't laugh at you even if it applies to me. That's wild.
Man. Yeah.
You acting totally different.
I didn't realize DJ was so jaded as a person.
I'm okay.
I'm saying he acting totally different. This is a new DJ we getting this week.
We're being jaded. What's wrong with that? Jaded a bad thing all the time?
Okay, we got someone jaded. He can't even answer.
Huh? I mean, is it a bad thing all the time? little dose of jadedness is good for you every now and again. I like to think. Just gonna be quiet, y'all there?
I'm right here.
Yeah, you sleep.
I'm okay, right here. Sure. Relax, dog.
Asking a question.
I'm just thinking about the fact that you. I was just thinking about the fact earlier you brought up Fast and Furious and Vin Diesel.
You still on that? I was saying Ken likes it too. You're not mad at him.
I like Too Fast, Too Furious. That's the only one I like.
The you one like with Tyrese. A Fast and Furious. He's just the fact mad that I like A Fast and the Furious.
All right, I mean, but that was back when John Singleton was directing them.
I like the first one. The first one was like one of my favorites.
I barely remember the first one.
Everybody was young and shit, you know.
I'm not even sure I've seen the first Fast and Furious. I think I might have only seen the second one.
It's like the first movie of its kind in that way.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Didn't even fuck with cars like that, but it made me want to.
Man, and they don't even fuck with cars like that anymore. Now they just buy fucking Mustangs and drive them off buildings over airports.
Yeah, I know, right? And survive somehow. Impact. I don't get it. Oh, and they had to introduce The Rock, you know, for the ladies. Diesel wasn't doing it, so they were like, yo, let's put in The Rock. Everybody loves The Rock.
Because then Vin Diesel let himself go. The Rock. That nigga be in the gym.
There was a fight, Vin Diesel versus The Rock in the movie. That was pretty
good. Yeah. I mean, I guess that fight was rough for real because they really don't fuck with each other.
He got rock bottom. He got rock bottom, though. Of course. He got rock bottom. Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there, Hirsch. I like the first Fast and the Furious, maybe 1 through 3. I don't really care for Tyrese too much in 2, but. I did like to drift in 3.
All right, cool. Well, that's it for me. I can't go on.
Ling likes it as well. Don't just come for me. You gotta come across the board, son. Don't just come for me.
Keith is done.
Cat wants that heat.
Why I want that heat?
I already knew to expect it out of Cad, but I expected something different out of you, DJ.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know Vin Diesel was gonna break up our friendship like that. I would have kept it to myself.
Cadillac's going against the grain. It's only natural that he liked those movies because he's like the opposite of what people should
that's
like.
That's not true.
Who don't like Vin Diesel?
I like the second movie, and I've seen like some of Tokyo Drift. Other than that,
the likable character. What's wrong with it?
Yeah. Other than that, I don't really watch Fast and Furious movies like that because
I don't go out of my way. I don't pay for them. Like, if they come on TV and, you know, I ain't seen it yet, yeah, I'll watch it and see how trash it is. But, I'm glad I didn't pay for it. You know, shit like that.
Okay.
Like, I'm giving them money. I'm pretty sure there's stuff you do that we don't approve of, but we don't judge you.
I'm a fucking innocent ass chocolate bar, bro.
No. You are a devil chocolate bar.
No, I'm innocent, bro. I got a halo. I got some wings.
He's one of those whatchamacallit chocolate bars.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Whatchamacallit. Yeah, you a whole whatchamacallit.
You one of those whatchamacallit's
as good as fuck, though. So I know,
right? They're fucking it's delicious. I'm not gonna lie. You still make whatchamacallits? Well, I ain't seen one of them.
Yeah, they do. Hell yeah, they do. Shit, I saw some at Walmart the other day. I was going to buy some, but I was like, yo, my fat ass doesn't need to get this. So.
That's remember those Chico sticks?
You guys ever get those? Hell yeah.
I ain't had a Chico stick in a long time.
Yo, fucking listen, Chico sticks are cool and everything, but if I get anything like candy, anything, whatever, it's Pocky all day.
What?
Pocky, little Japanese candy thing. It's a little biscuit.
Those are, like, they're good as fuck. They're good as shit.
Never had one. Bro.
You get them at? Where you find them?
Shit, Walmart, fucking all sorts of grocery stores. You can get them online.
Okay. I'll look it up, see what's, what it tastes like.
Yo, get the strawberry, man.
Strawberry?
Get the
I like strawberry. So it's like, it tastes like chocolate strawberry.
No, it's just strawberry. Then you can get chocolate ones, too. The chocolate ones are great. Like, they're the OGs, but strawberry, fam?
Key? Key? So, like, with a P?
T. P-O-K-Y.
Yeah. Okay, why? Okay. Cool. I'm learning.
You learning?
What's so funny? Yeah, I'm learning about the snack game.
The snack game.
You get my snack game, but I need some new
how
snacks.
How do you not know that Pocky was fire?
I never ate one. That's how.
Yeah, Pocky is delicious.
Oh, I just never exposed. Nobody around me has ever talked about Pocky. I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there. But just...
Shout out Itachi.
Itachi.
He put the whole world on Pocky.
You talking about Naruto?
Yeah. Itachi loves Pocky. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
You know.
Everybody knew that, apparently. Did you know that, Keith? About Itachi?
No, I just knew about Pocky because
it's delicious as fuck, and Keith's a fat boy.
Yep. plus, fucking, when we used to go visit my grandma in Chicago, we'd hit up Mitsuwa, and you'd always get some from there.
Okay.
My mom bought some of that shit like a while ago. It was two boxes sitting in my fucking cabinet, but you know, them shits didn't last long.
Yeah, snacks don't last long around me.
Especially not the great ones.
Yeah, the good ones. Don't buy me those off-brand ones. They piss me off.
My mom went to the store today. I opened the refrigerator. I was like, oh, you shouldn't have. Crispy-ass brand new box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, she knows you like your cereal.
Man. The boy was in heaven.
Yep. Cad really loves the cereal for the listeners out there. He's a cereal man.
I'll eat cereal, actually. With no spoon.
Like, I haven't had cereal in I don't know. Or maybe even longer than that.
Cereal's great. So quick, well, yeah, picker-upper.
I kind of like hot stuff for breakfast now.
Hot food's okay, but cereal is the meal.
And plus, after I learned what was in milk, it kind of turned me off of cereal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a barbarian, so...
All the pus and blood that they allow in it. Yeah. It's like,
It's just great. It tastes good.
I don't fuck with almond milk. Almond milk tastes like ass.
No. No. All the other milk shit tastes like ass.
I just don't fuck with it. I don't drink chocolate milk either. I don't drink strawberry milk. I just don't drink milk. Like, yeah, I'll put it in food, yeah, if it's, you know, part of the recipe, whatever, but I don't, like, drink it like a glass of milk or anything like that.
Oh, no. No, I only have it for cereal. I don't do anything after that.
You a dairy man, Hirsch, or are you lactose intolerant?
Well, the thing is, I have Jap stomach, so dairy doesn't agree with me, but I don't give a fuck. I love my dairy, so...
He take that sour cream and
why his name is Hershey, because he get the Hershey squirts.
Yo, listen, real talk, bro. Like, I'll eat pizza and it's the greatest thing, but then, like, the rest of the night, my body hates me. But I'm not a little bitch, so I just deal with it.
Gotta do a dollar for Daisy, my boy.
Yep, do a dollar for Daisy. Do a dollar for Daisy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Only the real ones, but man, I don't even know. Don't even know about that shit, bro.
That's before their time?
Yeah, way before their time. I don't know. Kids are just fucking stupid. People are just so stupid now. Like, okay. I'm just keeping it real. Like, people are just really fucking dumb.
Kids are stupid.
No, it's true. No, I had to retract my statement.
That's just like saying water is... Well, no, water's not wet, right?
No, kids are definitely stupid. Like, people are just dumber now, though. Like, I have to retract that and just say people are just dumber now.
Okay, so is water wet? What do you think, Ken? Is water wet? Or can water be wet? What was the question? So what was the mind fuck with that? Can water be wet or something? Do you know the answer?
Oh, you know, I just like saying water is wet because some people actually get mad about it.
Hey, you like the wet?
I just like saying...
Listen, if you want to... No, go ahead.
I just like saying it because to be an asshole. Even though I do think water is actually wet.
Okay.
Well, all I got to say is, if you think water's wet, have sex in the shower and then come back to me.
It really ain't. No. That shit got so much friction. I'm like, yeah, it'd been better if we used no water in the shower right now, because it's just a lot easier.
And it's going in the whole time.
My shower's not big enough. It's
like,
yo,
can I get the water now? Like, no, let me get the water now.
Dude. I'm getting cold.
Dude.
But yeah, you ever try to fuck in the pool? That shit don't work.
No.
Nope.
I'm sorry. I feel like only in my bed like a normal person.
You gotta get out more, man.
I gotta get out more. Yeah. And fuck in different places? Is that what you're saying?
I fucked in one of my friends' bathrooms before, you know. Fucked in a bathroom before.
If you fuck in my house and you're not me, we have to fight.
Fucked in the back of somebody else's car.
I would have had to annihilate you on the spot.
Fucked in a sauna before, fucked in a jacuzzi.
Oh, you ain't shit. Nah, yeah, I'm not getting in no water with you.
I'm not trying to fuck you, Cad. You have no. I'm sorry.
First of all, are my Tinkertons not good enough for you?
You're just
something?
A friend. You're just a friend to me, okay? Wow. You're a friend zone.
Oh, I'm just a friend now. Interested. That's crazy. No, you want to act different on the podcast. Ever. That's wild.
No, period.
Okay. No, that's fine. Next question.
No.
Next question.
You can't force yourself upon me, Cad. Not like the,
I don't know
the,
what you're talking about.
Girls in your dreams.
You know what you're talking about. You want to act all different for your little podcast friends.
Ooh, y'all? You too. What the fuck you mean?
All right. That's fine.
Anyway.
I want to accept my advances now because people are looking.
No,
that's
period.
Crazy.
No. You can send your advances towards Hirsch. He likes attention.
He is a faithful young man.
He take all your attention, Kat. He'd be like, yo. Give it to me.
He's a faithful young man on the verge of completing his vows. I would never violate.
A faithful young man. I mean, no, she don't know one hurt her, right?
Wow.
All right, Hirsch? No? You quiet over there. Say you quiet over there. Right over there, man?
Trying to indulge me in these shenanigans.
In the cheeks of Cad, yeah.
No.
That's what you were offering just a few minutes ago.
Nah, to you.
Oh, to you. We were talking about you.
Nah, we were talking about you, bro.
I was like, you can send it over there to Hirsch. And he was like, you know, Hirsch can get it too.
Nah, he didn't say that. Anyways, moving on.
I heard. Did you not say that, Cad?
Look, man. I'm not.
I told you.
I'm not to be held accountable for my words and actions and the things I say on this podcast. I plead the fifth.
Amen.
Most people plead the fifth for guilty anyway.
Well, I don't have to be guilty to plead the fifth. I just was trying to avoid this shit.
What you guys are watching nowadays? You watch anything good, Hirsch?
Porn.
And porn's always a good pastime.
No, honestly, bro, I don't really watch none. I've been pretty busy lately, so most of the time when I get on, like, I don't really get on and get to play none, do none until about, shit, man, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, and then usually by then, like, I haven't slept much, so I get super tired, or I just get in a delusional state and stay up for like 24-48 hours. Shout out to Insomnia and Depression. What's good? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been watching shit. I just listen to like Joe Rogan. I listen to Star Talk. I listen to Lore. I listen to couple Game of Thrones podcasts, just cause like I'm still on that, even though they butchered that shit in the last season.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, Cat over there sleeping again.
No, I'm not.
You should let him get to the second store, and that's been definite.
Like, I'm sitting right here. Oh my god, bro. I'm Is this podcast over? I'm not going
to keep doing whoever's this. Listening to this, Lust and all the people.
I'm not going to keep doing this.
Well, let's vote on this. Do you think Cat was sleeping or not?
You can put a vote on whatever you want.
They're going to listen. They're listening.
It's not true.
So, we're here. We can hear.
You literally just tried to say that shit, and I immediately was like, no.
Because we caught you slipping.
You need to blow your nose or something, motherfucker. That I probably shit. Do.
I've always had a shitty nose. I've always
had
a
shitty nose. Shit up your
I
mouth.
Have a deviated septum.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I'll talk about my fucking septum.
Oh, shit. I don't know where that came from, but my bad, bro.
You tried to hurt me.
You'd be fucked up if he really did, though.
Oh shit!
You tried to hurt me.
Nah. Hilarious,
dude. I don't know, man. I've been on the road lately. I keep talking shit about fat people, and it's amazing. I love.
I like
it.
Talking
I don't know
shit
why.
About fat people.
Fat people.
Yeah, because like you know, just to bring it up again, I know we talked about it before, and I don't want to be the dead horse, but like this whole Lizzo thing.
Fuck Lizzo. Yeah.
It's just like, yo, man. Listen, if you want to think that you're beautiful.
Operative.
That's cool, but if you're trying to tell me that you out here living a healthy lifestyle,
you're lying.
Yeah, bro. Like, just stop. You can talk. You can feel like you're beautiful. I ain't gonna hate on that, but come on now, man. Like,
you're visibly showing us that any person who is even remotely knowledgeable about health is like, oh yeah, nah, that bitch is not healthy. The bitch look like a big ass chocolate milk bowling ball, and she always doing that most some extra shit. Always trying to stand on top of some shit with her big ass. Bitch, sit your big ass down and sing the song. Nobody doing all this extra shit. But yeah,
okay, that's
fuck
sounds man. Like an attack, man.
It is an attack. I don't like this.
Almost anymore. Like shut up and dribble, kid.
Oh yeah. Bitch, shut up and sing.
Wow, man.
Because you keep
shut
making,
up and sing.
You keep fumbling the bag. Show up in LA with your ass out, then you standing on top of shit and falling over. Just sing, bitch. That's you ain't gotta do all this extra shit.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Hashtag fucking feelings. Like, stop all this shit, like thinking that just cause you're out there doing shit to seek attention that we have to give it to you. Cause we don't. And at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck if you're fat, if you're skinny, if whatever the hell you are. Like, 90% of the time, I'm just going to assume you're a shitty person anyway so I can save time. And, yeah, that's that. Now, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I'm just tired of the fucking... You gotta understand, this is my movement. Nah, fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck your movement. Fuck your feelings.
Facts.
You're not a good person.
Hashtag fuck
you're
your
shitty
feelings.
Like the rest of us.
I hear your feelings. I hear you. Okay, well, now that you got that off your chest, the fuck Lizzo movement.
Facts.
I mean, I don't care either way. I don't really listen to Lizzo like that.
So. Yeah, you do. Shut up. Quit lying.
I don't listen to Lizzo like that either, but I also hate when fat people get up there and be like, I'm fat, but you have to call me pretty. Like, nah, bitch, you unhealthy fuck. You fat thyroid gland having problem ass bitch. Stop eating fucking burgers. No, I hate this shit. You can't call fat people fat, and then when they get on stage and say like, "Oh, I'm body positive," and you're like, "Nah, bro, you're overweight. You should see a doctor."
I came to pod tonight, huh? I see. Okay.
I hate.
Well, it's just
people.
Like, yo, check this out. All right, just think about it for a second. If a good-looking girl sits there and shows off in the bikini and shit, oh, she's a slut. But if Lizzo goes to the L.A. Laker game showing her ass, we're supposed to applaud that and say she's brave? The fuck out of here, bro.
That's kind of crazy.
And there was no reason to have her ass out either. Like,
Oh, like at all. No one asked for this.
She ain't even got an ass.
It really never wasn't. Have I been like, you know,
it was just like fat, you know, like if she lost weight, she wouldn't, it'd be like pancake ass. It wouldn't have no shape to it.
Never have I woke up and been like, oh, thank God for making Lizzo butt. Like, never.
Why are we going in on Lizzo so hard, man? I feel bad. I feel like we're bullying her at this point.
Well, I don't know. Because we're men and we hate the world.
I love everybody. I don't hate the world. Don't
let me just throw every like feminist who somehow still listen to this. We're fucking insecure. We have small dicks and we hate women.
Caroling had small dick.
We don't have girlfriends and we've never had pussy in our life, so we just hate women.
You get pussy.
That's why.
Damn it.
I like women.
If this was like 6 months ago, I would have been able to say that. No, it's a lie.
So, now that we got that out the bag.
Pussy whipped yet, Cap?
Hell no.
Man, nobody ever admits it.
I ain't gonna admit shit. What the fuck are you talking about, man? Ain't shit to admit.
That was just a question.
It was a question with an answer, and an answer that you didn't believe.
So you believe you?
Pussy.
I never said I didn't believe you.
I look like DJ, nigga. No, my name is Cad Link, sir.
I never said I was. I just asked the question, Cad. Mm-hmm. You just answered it, and I gave you an answer back, and that's that. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man.
Nobody ever admits it because it's not true.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? I'm on my way. Get ready.
I believe you.
No, get your hands ready. I'm going to be outside your apartment in about 3 hours.
Third time he done threatened me with coming over tonight. Told you, man, that 4 is coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got time. Oh, you never told us what you did, Cap.
For
the week. How was your week? What'd you do, man?
I didn't do shit. I worked and came home. Didn't do a motherfucking thing.
And play games?
Pretty much.
You achieve anything in the game? And you still playing Iceborne at all?
Yep.
Are you done?
No, I fuck with Iceborne.
Yeah?
I'm still playing.
Okay.
I'm getting new That's what's up.
You get your honey horn where it needed to be?
I'm still fighting all the monsters.
Where are you at right now? Like, what's your master rank?
Like 8 or 9.
Anything difficult yet? You know, they did add in Gold Rathian and Silver Rathalos.
Jesus.
That shit is going to be... But you don't get that to end game once you do that little free Roman forest thing where you got to like kill a certain amount of monsters to order to unlock the next tier. And then like the last tier of monsters usually a rare spawn. So like it's like good armor or whatever.
I bet and this is like...
I mean, Dauntless did the same thing, but it's called Escalation, and you don't have to run around the map. It's literally just you fight a monster, fight two monsters, fight a monster, fight two monsters, then you fight the boss. No running.
It doesn't sound hard.
No, it's fun. It's really fun. It's quick. You know, you get your parts, because you do get the parts for the shit that you kill, and they're all randomized monsters. So.
That's dope. All right. Yeah, no. I've been playing a few games, but not so many. Been trying to get a lot of sleep, man. So I just pause my game and then, like, just take the sleep right there.
A quick 10-minute nap and then wake up, act like you went to sleep.
No, I take, like, a good 4-hour nap, wake up refreshed. The next day with the lights on and shit.
Okay. That's up.
I'll get down. You know what I'm saying? I don't do too much, though.
That's what's up. Yeah, for me, I've been working from home a lot lately, mainly because it just saves on gas. It's like a 30-minute drive to downtown Indy for me and during 5 o'clock traffic. That shit is not fun. It keeps me from being late because I'll be like damn near like at the dot. Even if I leave 20 minutes early, I'll run into some bullshit downtown because there's always some type of construction or like if there's any type of event. There's weekly events downtown. So it's like it fucks up traffic. That shit suck, man. I need a new time to come in. I swear I do. But now that I can work from home, I can just, you know, sit at home, my computer and my underwear in my baby's room, because I just locked myself in there, and, you know, do my work from there for 8 hours.
I'll be getting them buns since I'm at home.
Getting we work that in too every now and again. Clapped. Yeah. So I can tell you, know, I get 2 10-minute breaks and a 30-minute lunch, so you know, I can work that in.
Cheeks is getting clapped.
But you know, that's only when like my parents. Sometimes they'll take them. Since now she's going back to school. She's trying to get her bachelor's in accounting. So my parents sometimes, like, I think twice a week or so, will take him between hours of like 3 o'clock and like 8, for about 5 hours or so. And so she can get her studying in and, you know, focus on her work and whatnot. And, you know, if I'm working from home, you know, there's no baby around and I got a 30-minute lunch.
Can't you just get all your work done in one day and then chill for the rest of the
day? Oh, my work is constant because, like, since I work for the newspaper, what we do is, job is also graphic design plus we edit the editorial shit. So like whatever the journalists do, if they do a typo and shit like that, we fix their typos. We do everything. Basically, we're like the last line of defense for the newspaper right before shit get printed. We try to fix all the fuck ups. We try to get all the pages where they needed to be. On top of doing the graphic design shit.
The dog doesn't help you at all?
Dog?
I'm sorry, not dog. Fucking dog. Your son doesn't help you at all? You ain't train him at all?
My son?
Because your son a dog.
I don't know why I said dog. I don't know why I said fucking dog.
Wow! The disrespect! Wow! You know, now I have to have my son go and whoop your ass. He's gonna travel all the way where the bum fuck you at, and we're gonna come whoop your ass.
He's your dog himself! No, right? Like, the fuck?
Wow. Oh, shit. Your son, you haven't showed your son how to become a graphic designer.
Call my son a whole dog now, okay? I mean, that is the whole definition of fighting words right there, Kat. Okay, I mean, I understand.
I'll beat kids, so I'm finna beat the fuck out.
No, we jumping you, son. We jumping you. He gonna hit you low. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. That's all it is.
Your son ass first. I'm be like, look, take this ass whooping right in front of your dad. It'll
be a distraction. I'm the one you got to worry about.
No, I got Keith here for that. You think you just gonna you just gonna jump me by yourself, you and your son? I got Keith here for that.
It'll make
sorry, him kid. You're going to have to take that cake real quick.
That size 17.
Like, yo, just close your legs. Just close your legs. As long as you don't hit the family jewels, you're fine.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right. Oh, boy.
A good one to end on. Oh, <fuck.
laughs>
I'm telling my fiance. She's
gonna wait. Let's cheat. Now you're doing the most.
You're gonna wonder why she look at you funny when she see you the first time. She be like, "That's Catalina."
Is this the boy who said my son was a dog?
Hey. She's gonna be looking at you like woof woof, motherfucker.
Yo, Cat said that, and I was like, "Wait, DJ's got a dog?"
Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, my cat.
I was a wild suit.
He went from your dog doesn't help.
I don't know how you equate a whole dog to a whole child.
Because they're Kellen the same. Did. They're best friends.
Oh,
the same.
Shit.
Okay. Well, I asked you to come with the content, Cat, and you came.
They're essentially the same. Tell me I'm wrong. You gotta feed both of them. You gotta take both of the motherfuckers to the bathroom. They're both goofy as fuck.
For sure, while one eventually stops having to do all that shit.
No, one of them just starts being goofy on a colossal level. That's it.
Can walk on two legs and talk English.
Colossal goofiness. That's all.
knows the potential dogs could have if we just let them off their leash?
They'll form packs and eat all of us.
Free the dog. Free the dog. I don't know. It was a movement.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Cab. Definitely telling on you, though. I'm so telling.
Oh, wow. That's rude. You don't have to do that. No, you snitching. That's wild.
Hey, she don't listen to the podcast anyway, so she won't know.
Good.
I might tell her to listen to this podcast.
Why? Just so you can get me fucked up, huh? That's wild.
On sight.
Okay. I run from light skins, too. You think I'm scared? Because you damn right.
Yo, did you hear about that light skin nigga that traveled 95 miles just to beat up his baby mama's boyfriend?
Wow. That's doing too much.
Saying light skinned niggas are doing it now. You really want some of this?
What's doing the most? You're not a light skinned nigga. You a regular brown skinned nigga.
Yeah, I'm brown. But my baby light.
Okay.
Oh, off GP. Let's go. Good principles. Let's go. Whoop your ass.
First, I'm gonna whoop your ass. Then I'm gonna whoop your son ass. And then your fiance threw the sword in the stick because now I'm gonna whoop her ass.
Ellie. You can take three people.
Yeah, I'm finna beat up the whole family.
People and a half.
I'm finna beat up the whole family.
Wait now. He's kind of tall for it. He's almost three. He's tall. The doctor said he's pretty tall for his age.
I'm finna beat up your whole family, DJ. You're gonna be like, how did he eat this Popeye spinach?
I don't know, man. My kid is rumored to be taller than you when you grow up.
Wow. All right. Well, that's more reason to get him out of here now. I'm
tall.
Yeah, there's more reason to get him out of here now.
I'm just saying, man.
Before he becomes 6'11", he's going to be like one of those
anime grudges. You're going to fuck with him when he's a kid, and then when he glow up, he's going to come for your ass.
That's fine. I always want that boss battle anyway. But you old decrepit
to defend yourself.
Who? I am the youngest. First, I'm the only one here who's not old, by the way. Let's just get that out there.
A what?
I'm talking about old and decrepit.
You only 6 years.
DJ, you old.
No, oh, five maybe.
You're 81, DJ. Huh? And Keith is a solid 39.
Huh? Oh, Keith, you hear this? You gonna let this man disrespect your age?
He's a kid, he don't know better.
He's putting years on you, man.
Wow. I'm just a kid, I don't know. Okay. Okay. Alright.
I mean, you sounding pretty kiddish right now, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Wow. Yeah, I think.
You think we can end this now? Okay, yep. Let's end it on a light note. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. You guys rock, as always. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, basically anywhere, Spotify. You can anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So we'll holler at you later. Definitely check out Hershey Stains. 815 on Twitch and Hershey 815 on Instagram, and hit us up on Twitter at Ann Taints, or you can look up Two Senses of Change podcast. Either way is fine. We'll holler at you guys. You guys rock. Fuck Catlink.
Wow. Goodbye. Oh, excuse me. And as always, fuck DJ. And-